while Steven wants to switch keys. Jeez.
All right, let's go up to D. A?
A.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing, man?
The floor is open for questions because workshops are, we're kind of having fun jamming a little bit, but it is about instruction and finding out what you do and how you do it. And if there's any way we can help you in your musical endeavors, we are happy to do so. I mean, I'll even take baseball questions, whatever you got. We have a Red Sox fan here, good for you. You're gonna have a good year. There's a young gentleman there. So hang on, there's a banjo player tuning. What would be my favorite Bob Marley song? I don't know. And it's a song I don't know the words to. Redemption Song is probably one of my favorite Bob Marley songs. So I'm encouraged, thank you for asking. I'm encouraged to learn that song. Yes, ma'am? Why I think there aren't more women bluegrass players. Obviously, you're a hell of a lot smarter than the rest of us. Because I never met a group of ladies that go, geez, I'd like to ride around in a van the rest of my life. Actually, I think we are seeing more great women bluegrass players. And I mean, you know, Mark Schatz, you know, plays with Claire Lynch. It is a good time. There are certainly a lot more great ladies playing bluegrass than there were. And one of my favorites right now is a young mandolin player named Sierra Hall that I think is going to be. I think she's going to be a major force in music. And right now, a young lady, Sarah Jaros, that I think is. I don't know. That's kind of like when I was a kid in the 70s. That question would be, why aren't there more hippies playing bluegrass? So, you know, you gotta inch through the door as you go. So, compared to 40 years ago, there are tremendous amounts more. I think we could definitely use more great ladies playing bluegrass. And I look forward to that day when they're kicking all the boys in, never mind. But really, I think we are in a good time because we have great musicians. And in the case in point, when I was growing up, I had two sisters that were really great musicians, but they didn't choose to do this. They didn't choose to want to ride around. And they didn't want to play. They want to go on the road. And I also know a lot of great musicians that don't choose to go on the road for a living. I see a very good mandolin player right over yonder that doesn't go on the road necessarily, Akira Atsuka.
Yeah!
One of the best mandolin players I ever met, and sometimes maybe the road doesn't agree with you for whatever reason. But, I encourage more people to get out and do what we do and go on the road for a living. Because you really, if you go on the road for a living, you really don't have to grow up. Because really, when I was about 6 years old, I looked at my mom and I said, you know, I think when I grow up, I'd like to be a musician. And she said, honey, I don't think you can do both. So maybe I haven't had to grow up as much as some. About what we get to do is that we love to get to play music, and we're fortunate that that's how we make our living. And you know, it isn't always easy, but the music is the reward. What we really do is travel for a living, and 2 hours a day we get to play music. It's real. That's the truth. We travel for a living. Who's got one? Questions? Hello.
Do something for Kenny Baker.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. So when you first got started, all you guys, like how was that? You said that, you know, it's really great the lifestyle you have now because you love to play music. But how about when you like first started
how were you when you first started and kind of how'd you go? Well,
yeah, what was the early days of John Harper like, man?
Hey, it was all good. And well, I mean, really, I think all of us up here, we probably got started going on the road. I know I started going on the road at age 18. And I was going to go to music school and go to college, and all of a sudden I got an offer to play bluegrass music for a living. And to be honest, that also kind of ties in with the thought of, you know, when did you know you wanted to be a professional musician? I never came to that realization. It's just that the music led me here. I was so consumed with music, and that once in my case, I got out of high school, started playing music for a living, it was like the most joyful thing I could ever imagine. I mean, I would jam myself in the ground. I never slept. I finally went into an actual period of exhaustion when I was 19 and diagnosed by a doctor because I never slept. I loved to play. And we jammed all the time. That's all we did. And somebody asked, how was it playing with John Hartford? Same thing. I was about 19 or 20 when I met Hartford and those guys. And all we did was jam. And it was a joyful noise. So the music kind of led us here. I wonder, and I would open that question to the floor, that, I mean, did you ever think, okay, I'm going to play music for a living? Or did just the joy of playing music lead you where you are?
That's right, Sam. You can make a living playing music?
Well, I can, yes. These guys pay me $45 a day no matter what.
Worth every penny.
Okay. Sure. The Queen of Bluegrass version. Fitzy Crocodiles here. The Queen of Bluegrass version. One more question, and then we'll play another tune. Am I rocking it? I'm sorry. I apologize, I couldn't hear you. You know what? We wanted to hear a Peter Rowan song we used to play called Revival. Okay. Well, I don't want to throw Mark Schatz a curve, but I bet you $10 he can play it. Here we go. You know what? It's kind of a little jam session here, and y'all are forgiving, right? Of course you are. Actually, we do kind of horse around play this little bit, and okay, here's an old Peter Rowan tune that the Newgrass guys used to do. The Newgrass guys, listen to me. Yeah, okay, I was in the band. Revival was trapped.